Dreamscape presents Baby Mine by Kennedy Fox, narrated by Maxine Mitchell and Aiden Snow. Prologue. Hunter. For the past 4 hours, I've been running around behind the bar getting people's beers and making cocktails nonstop. Spring break means the bar stays insanely busy, especially with California State University just 10 minutes away. Dude, Hunter, Brandon hollers. Looking over my shoulder, I see him standing at the opposite end of the bar. Need a refill, man? He shakes his empty beer bottle as if that'll encourage me to hustle. Considering he doesn't tip, his pretty boy ass can wait. I'll be right over, I reply, shaking my head. It'll be his fifth beer in the past few hours, but I know he's taking full advantage of our last semester in college. In just a couple of months, we'll graduate and be in the real world, hopefully not still bartending, though. I'm getting my degree in engineering and don't plan to use it making drinks. Brandon Locke is my roommate and one of my best friends, though we grew up hating each other in high school since he was the kicker for my school's rival team. We moved past that when we played football together at CSU Sacramento. He's one of the most dependable guys I know, and though he tries to keep up with me and our other buddies, he's more of a straight arrow. Tonight, however, he seems to be bending. Locke, you sure you want another? I ask when I'm in front of him. Don't make me jump over this bar and junk punch you, he threatens, then slaps down a $5 bill, making me chuckle. Oh, big spender. Fine. I grab a cold beer from the cooler and slide it over to him. I take the $5 and put it in the drawer. But don't think I'm holding your hair back when you puke your guts out later. Brandon immediately chugs away while holding up his middle finger at me. I don't need a sitter, Dad. Besides, Mason and Liam will make sure I get home safely. That makes me snort, and I shake my head. They aren't much better. True, he shrugs, giving no fucks. This last semester has been hard on us. These final months before graduation have been a mental head game as we focus on the future and job hunting. Bartending pays the bills for now, and I don't mind it, but on nights like this, I wish I was hanging out with my friends instead of serving them. At least being the sober one keeps me entertained because they're a bunch of idiots when they're drunk. Manning! When I hear my last name being yelled across the room, I immediately know it's Mason. As the loud and obnoxious one of the four of us, he's always ready for a party. Hell, he is the party. He squeezes his way through the crowd until he's standing next to Brandon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?